Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 23, the verses 1 to 12. Matthew chapter 23, the verses 1 to 12. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of the law of Moses. So practice and obey whatever they tell you, but don't follow their example, for they don't practice what they teach. They crush people with unbearable religious demands and never lift a finger to ease the burden. Everything they do is for show. On their arms, they wear extra white prayer boxes with scripture verses inside, and they wear robes with extra long tassels. And they love to sit at the head table at banquets and in the seats of honor in the synagogues. They love to receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi. Don't let anyone call you rabbi, for you have only one teacher, and all of you are equal as brothers and sisters. And don't address anyone here on earth as father, for only God in heaven is your father. And don't let anyone call you teacher, for you have only one teacher, the Messiah. The greatest among you must be a servant. But those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." My theme for reflection is the hidden weight of pride and the unexpected lift of humility. The hidden weight of pride and the unexpected lift of humility. Have you ever seen a child strut around the playground after winning a game, chest puffed out, declaring, "I am the best," only to trip over their shoelaces moments later? Life has a way of humbling us, doesn't it? Jesus Christ in Matthew 23:1-12 is not far from that playground lesson, though his words are far weightier. He looks at the religious leaders, men who loved the spotlight, the titles, the applause, and warns his followers, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The problem here is hypocrisy, from the Greek hypokrites. The scribes and Pharisees sat on Moses' seat and taught God's law, but their lives betrayed the message. They tied heavy burdens on others' backs while refusing to lift a finger themselves. They wanted the best seats, the loudest greetings, and the loftiest titles. They presented one version of themselves to the public and lived another in private. The heart of the problem was not their education or their authority, but their pretense, the disconnect between who they appeared to be and who they truly were. God's answer comes through Jesus, who unmasks this kind of pride and replaces it with a radically different vision: humility. Leadership in the kingdom of God is not about grasping for honor, but stooping in service. Jesus is not dismissing teachers or fathers or leaders. He's redefining greatness. True greatness is not about lording authority, but about loving others. The Messiah himself, who had every right to demand worship, chose the path of servanthood, saying of himself, "I am among you as one who serves." Luke 22, verse 27. This is why pride is so poisonous. It convinces us that we are self-sufficient, that our worth depends on applause, and that others exist to elevate us. But humility sets us free. Free to love without calculation, to serve without self-promotion, and to rest in God's approval rather than chase the fickle praise of people. As Henry Nguyen reminds us, the way of the Christian leader is not the way of upward mobility in which our world has invested so much, but the way of downward mobility ending on the cross. So what does this mean for us today? It means we are invited to examine whether the image we project to the world matches the life we actually live. It challenges us to ask whether we are adding burdens to others or lifting them. It reminds us that titles, applause, or even religious activity are meaningless if they are divorced from love and service. And it reassures us that when we humble ourselves, when we put others first, when we take the last seat at the table, God Himself will lift us up. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life are you tempted to seek recognition rather than service? Number two, how might God be calling you to practice humility in a way that lifts someone else's burden? And now our practical exercise. Today, choose one hidden act of service, something no one will see or praise. Do it quietly, prayerfully, and let it be your offering of humility to God. It might be cleaning up after others, writing an anonymous note of encouragement, or giving without recognition. Let it remind you that your worth is rooted in Christ and not in applause. Lord Jesus, you humbled yourself and became a servant for our sake. Forgive us when pride blinds us, when hypocrisy creeps into our hearts, and when we seek to be seen rather than to serve. Teach us the joy of humility, the freedom of authenticity, and the beauty of hidden service. Exalt us not in the world's eyes, but in yours, that in all we do, your name may be glorified. This we ask in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.